And welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. I really do appreciate it when you take time out of your day to join us. This is a valuable hour to you. And so when you do take that hour and listen to some of the great people that we have come on, I really do appreciate it. But I need you to do one thing else. When you hear these people, reach out to them. Talk to them. Consider bringing them in like we had with Nick. But also this next person we're going to have on. If anything comes out of this show, if we support more of these charities and more of these nonprofits in our community that are really making a difference, then it's worth the hour that we all invest in this one little show. And, of course, N68 Hours of Hunger. I've wanted to have you guys on for so long. So, Lauren, we're going to move you closer to the mic. So, Lauren up in Dover is the Dover Program Coordinator. I didn't ask you how to say your last name, so I'm going to ask you to say it for me.
It's Kallifrath.
Kallifrath.
Sounds like Kallifrath. Sounds just like it's spelled.
I can say that. It's almost German.
So, Alsatian.
There we go.
So if you want to French it up, you can say Kallifrath. If you want to German it up, you can just grunt.
Just grunt, grunt and spit. I can do all Games of Thrones with languages. There we go. So N68 Hours of Hunger. Tell the audience a little bit about what the purpose of this organization is, and then we're going to get to a wonderful event you're going to be having pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. So N68 Hours of Hunger is a community-driven nonprofit, and our entire goal is to eliminate the approximate 68 hours of hunger that many of our local school children are experiencing between their Friday school-provided lunch and their Monday school-provided breakfast. So it was discovered by Claire Bloom, who's the founder of the organization, that a lot of our local school kids who relied on their free school meals were having this huge gap of hunger over the weekends. And so being the powerhouse that she is, she was like, well, I'm not going to tolerate that. And she started a whole organization that now that's all that we do. That's all that we focus on is providing weekend meals for all these children in our community.
And I love how you said community-based. So once again, you can find out more by going to facebook.com/ N68 Hours of Hunger Dover. And I'm going to post that up on our Facebook page as well. So please, after you hear this interview, just bookmark that. Make that one of your favorites. And when you're thinking, okay, I just won the lottery, or I got a bonus, or something good in my life happened, so I'm going to extend that karma to an organization really helping the community. What I find interesting about this, so at the end of Friday, the children, as they get ready to go, they're not handed a shame package. You guys really put an effort into making sure the backpack is just a backpack. But what's inside that backpack, and how many kids actually get it? Because it's community-based, and Dover has, I think, one of the larger groups.
Yeah, so Dover is one of the larger groups in the area. I have about 200 kids a week that I'm packing bags for. The bags are very important. I've worked with a nutritionist who kind of volunteered their time. And so each week the bag is different, but they all have enough nutrients, protein, calcium, and essential vitamins and calories for the average growing child. So what we do is we have 3 dinners, 2 lunches, 2 breakfasts, and then a variety of snacks in that bag. And so that's to provide them all their meals and snacks for the weekend. So a lot of what we're packing is heat and eat stuff. So it's easy enough for some of our first graders that might not have help at home with food preparation. It all has to be simple enough for them to prepare on their own. So, you know, peanut butter, jelly, crackers, cereals, nutrition bars, macaroni and cheese, boxed pasta and sauce. So it's all kind of basic stuff. But at the end of the day, we don't know what these kids are going home to. We don't know what their situation is. We don't know if they have essential pantry items for food preparation. We don't know if there's a parent present who helps them with their food prep or if they're doing it a lot for themselves. So we kind of have to be careful about what we're giving, and we do have to stretch our dollars because we're completely donation-based. So we don't have any government grants. We don't get any funding that's regular. So it's all based on food drives and charity events and fundraisers and businesses that want to donate, and even individual people. I have ladies who have been sending in their $10 a month check donation for the last 5 years, and every month they send in their $10 check, and you know, that's all stuff that really adds up, and it, you know, helps us a lot.
Shavings become piles.
Yes, like exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Shavings become piles for sure. So every little bit helps. And when we're doing the packing and when we're talking about what we put in the bags, it is difficult because we're working with such a budget. So my program, I need about $85,000 a year to operate my program. That makes it challenging because it puts things like fresh produce, bread, things like that are way out of budget for us. So a lot of what we're packing is canned, you know, ready-to-go stuff, soups, tuna fish, and things like that. We do have some really great things worked out, like with local businesses and people. Panera, for example, once a week we get to go at the end of the night and take all their leftover bread.
Oh,
I have
great.
Two nice ladies that come the following day. They portion it into individual servings, and we put it in a freezer so that when the freezer's full, we can send each kid home with bread for that week. I have ladies who have apple orchards, and in the fall, they let me come and glean their orchards. So for a couple months in the fall, we might be able to put apples in the bags. So, you know, it's all that kind of little stuff that we work out here and there.
The list is huge. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. How do you find these kids, or how do these kids find you?
So for the most part, these children are identified by their guidance counselors, nurses, and teachers as being at high risk of being food insecure. And the teachers are so wonderful, and the school staff is so great and so supportive. They really have kind of figured out, anyone that's a teacher, I'm sure, could tell you, oh, I know when a kid shows up to my class on Monday morning and they've been hungry all weekend because they can't focus. They're unable to settle down. They're not engaging. They're tired. They're anxious. So the teachers are really good at spotting what kids might be in need of our program and very discreetly asking them, you know, what their situation is at home and if they need help. And then from our standpoint, it actually works really nicely because since the program is anonymous, it means that I don't have to worry about my volunteers having to go through background checks or anything like this. They don't have any contact with the kids. And so that is really nice because if they maybe know these kids or know their parents, they don't have to know that so-and-so is getting a bag on the weekends or that their family might be struggling. Basically, the schools will contact me on Tuesday and they say, hey, we need 67 bags for this weekend. And I say, okay. And I make sure they have 67 bags for that weekend. So the numbers do fluctuate up and down, but it hovers right about 200 in the Dover area for me personally. And I've been the program coordinator there for about 9 years, I think. So I'm the youngest, oldest program coordinator, as they say. and it is one of the bigger programs, but as a whole, I think currently N68 Hours of Hunger is feeding roughly 6,500 kids in 45 different communities,
wow,
most of
amazing.
Which are New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts.
And so that's the other great thing. And of course, once again, we're talking to Lauren, and she's over at the Dover office, Dover program coordinator. They're based community-wise. That way, once again, the solution is closer to the kids who are really in need of this. N68 Hours of Hunger. You can find them on Facebook, facebook.com/N68 Hours of Hunger, Dover. Event. So next Saturday.
Yes.
So once again, fundraising is really important. I'm going to remind everybody, too, as your instinct tells you, geez, I would like to buy a bunch of food and bring it over there. That's not what you want to do, folks. I'm going to be real honest here. It is so much better. Your monetary donation goes so much further because they, her team, Lauren and her team, have that outreach she talked about. They have more power by bulk buying with the money instead of dropping off food items. Take the money you would normally spend on those food items and give it to them, and they can double it, triple it sometimes. So talk about the event next week, Saturday, March 7th.
Yes. So next weekend is our annual kind of Get Wild fundraising event. It's really fun. It's a Mardi Gras-themed party. It's at the Dover Elks. This is our fifth year doing it.
Nice.
And we're very excited about our fifth year doing it. We think we're going to have more people than we've ever had. We're anticipating about 200 people. And hopefully raising about $10,000 is what our goal is. So we'd really like to reach that. We have a DJ that donates his services, so everyone's kind of dancing all night. The Dover Elks provides us the hall for no charge, which is wonderful. And the bartenders are great, and they have a very heavy hand, and it's very cheap. So if you want to
important things,
if you want to have some cheap drinks and a good time, it's great. And then a lot of the local businesses in Dover and Somersworth will donate the food. So the
nice.
Rail Tavern donates a bunch of the main dishes. Other restaurants will donate appetizers and things like that. So it works out really nicely, and tickets are only $20, so it's pretty cheap. And then we also do have a 50-50 raffle. We have tons of raffle baskets that people can bid on. And we do, there's a photo booth, so a really good company donates the photo booth. It's always really fun. So it's just a really good time, and it's a great way for us to raise some money. And like you said, with the monetary donations, it really does, we are able to make it go further when we're getting the money donations as opposed to, you know, a couple cans here, a couple cans there. It does make it a lot easier for us, especially when we go for planning and things like that and doing
right.
our budget and our shopping list. And one of the really wonderful things about this charity, and one of the reasons I got involved, is that we are volunteer-based. And so what that means is that we don't have anyone that's paid. So I don't get paid to do this. None of our volunteers get paid. We don't have any administrative fees or anything like that. Everything is donated. And so our bins are donated, our storage units donated. So when people donate a dollar to end 68 hours of hunger, I take that dollar and I go buy a dollar's worth of food with it. It's not 70 cents on the dollar. It's not 60 cents on the dollar. It's not 90 cents on the dollar. 100% is going to the purchase of food. And that's going right back into our community's kids. So it's really, really great.
So once again, we're talking to Lauren. She's the Dover Program Coordinator, End 68 Hours of Hunger. Their big event next Saturday, March 7th, Mardi Gras at Dover Elks. $20 tickets. How can people get tickets?
So people can get tickets from our Facebook page. We have a...
Lauren has an emotional support dog with a Petey. Nice job.
Oh, please. Petey's being very sweet. So people can get tickets through a link on our website. We have a square store, so they can buy them right online. They can also be purchased at the door, but if you buy them in advance, you get a second shot at the door prize.
Oh, nice.
So
well worth it, guys.
Well worth it. And also, you know, the 50-50 is always really fun. One of my friends actually won it 3 years ago, and I think her take from it was over $900 or something like that. And because she's my friend, I got to bully her into giving it almost all back.
And let's hope that happens too. You know, we heard Lauren's budget, of course, as things change, $85,000 does not seem like an awful lot, but it does go a long way. Let's blow past her budget. Can we do that? Let's give her some room to really be able to help if they do have a heavy week and really have the flexibility of being ready if something does happen in a home that they can really help provide for that kid. So to end 68 hours of hunger, Lauren, Dover Program Coordinator, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
So we have a website. It's end68hoursofhunger.org. Each town's information, contact information is listed there. So if you live in Kittery and you want to get involved in your Kittery program, you can. If you live in Madbury and you want to get involved in the Oyster River program, you can. If you want to get in touch with me, my phone number and my email address is on there. Yep. So I encourage people to reach out to whatever chapter they want to reach out to and to get involved.
And you're quick. You guys email me right back. I can't, because normally I'll email someone and I wasn't even away from my email 30 minutes. It was already, you reached back out to me. I appreciate that.
I almost always have my email up when I'm sitting at the office. If something comes in, I really jump on it. We're working with a shoestring, so I'm happy. We take all the help we can get.
So cool.
Much.
Any last thoughts before we close out?
No, I just would love for people to come out, have a good time, party with us at Mardi Gras, you know, win some money, charter a plane, fly to Mexico, meet the love of your life, whatever you want to do, but show up.
So cool. Guys, we'll post all that information up online. Once again, when karma comes your way, extend that karma out to organizations like End 68 Hours of Hunger. It'll pay tenfold in your life, but also in a child's life as well. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition.